Choshev Tamid Chachomim. I'd like to try it a little bit to discuss here the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Gemara, in particular the beginning of Ksubis, are pretty complicated. Even though we have a concept which is called Pesach Devarecha Yoyer, which is that the beginning of your word should be light, but it's very hard. The beginning of Ksubis is very, very challenging, the Mishnah and the Gemara. I don't remember where, if anyone could find it, I would love to be able to pull it back, that it is intentional that Torah Shebal Peh should be complicated. The reason is because they wanted that Torah Shebal Peh should only be given over with Mesoira. So therefore, you have all these things like Chesur and Mechsura. Like, the beginning of our Gemara is so hard. It's so hard to figure out what's going on over here. But even the Mishnah is a little challenging. It doesn't go so methodically through a way that, which would make it much easier, because then you'd have Koreans learning Gemara, you'd have Rachman al-Itzlan, you'd have other Goyim learning Gemara. Instead, we want that there should be a Mesoira. And you can't only learn Gemara from a Rebbe, or else it's like not, you can't interpret it, you can't decipher it. So it's a little challenging, the beginning. I'd like to try to figure out, the Mishnah brings two dinim, it only brings like a reason for half of one of them. It's like, what in the world is the Mishnah saying? It's very hard to figure out. So we're going to do b'siyat d'shmai, do a little bit of a psicha and some of these ideas. The Mishnah starts, b'sula nises liyoyim haravi'i. B'sula gets married to Wednesday. Towards Wednesday, whatever that means exactly, Tosis makes the deal. B'sula nises liyoyim haravi'i v'almana liyoyim hachamishi. B'sula, almana, those two don't really... There's so many like complicated things. Almana literally means a widow. It means a woman that's already been married. But a besula means someone that's never lived with a man. So they aren't exactly opposites, but we get the idea. Besula gets married on Wednesday and almana gets married on Thursday. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Married, we're talking about over here, nishsuin, which is the chuppah, that what they're doing. What's the reason? Shepa'amayim b'shabes, twice a week. Bezdin yoishin b'yores, Bezdin is going to sit in the cities. B'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'chamishi, on Monday and Thursday. Shemayu l'tanis besulim ayom mashkim lebezdin. If you had tanis besulim, then he could come to Bezdin. So we don't really have a full reason here. We don't understand exactly what this is. It's not so clear. It's not elucidated. What the Mishnah is saying is, they sit on Mondays and Thursdays. You have a problem, then you could go to Bezdin. So the Gemara already asked the question. The Gemara says, okay, so let's assume we're talking about besula, which... We'll see. We're talking about besula. A besula, if the husband lives with her and finds that she doesn't have besulim, so we want him to be able to go immediately to Bezdin. We want him to go immediately. So therefore, if he gets married on Wednesday, he can go Thursday to Bezdin. He can go Thursday to Bezdin. I got it. But why can't he get married on Sunday? But Mayim Bishabbos, Bezdin Yoshin Biyoris. Two times a week they sit. So the Gemara doesn't even mention what the reason for that is. Sorry, the Mishnah doesn't mention. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Gemara does speak about it. The Gemara says that there's a concept called shakdu. Now, the word shakdu means that Chazal either emphasized or they paid attention to. Chazal were sensitive. They cared about, they want the besula to be able to have a nice wedding. They didn't have party planners back in the day, and the chassan's probably doing a lot of the work. If you get married on Sunday, it's just not going to be a nice wedding. So then we wanted to get married on Thursday. You got an entire week to prepare for the wedding. You have a choice of Sunday or Wednesday. Wednesday is better for the besula. Shaktu chachalmim al takonis benois Yisrael, that they should be able to have a nice wedding. The wedding should be able to be, it sounds like it's a totally different reason. One reason is because, or half the reason is, because we're worried about tainis besula, we want to be able to go immediately to Bezdin. That's why it's either going to be Sunday or Wednesday. Why do we choose Wednesday? Why does it say besula is listening to Omar Revi'i? Why is it Wednesday, not Sunday? Because we want there to be a nice wedding. The word is shakdu. Okay. This only explains, what's the reason why besula gets married on Wednesday? Why does an almana get married on Thursday? The Mishnah doesn't say. It's very interesting. The Mishnah doesn't say. It's so cryptic. It's so hard to figure out. The Mishnah doesn't even mention. The Gemara actually says that there's a reason for that. Now, the Gemara says the reason is either because of bracha, either because there's a concept of the bracha that was given to Adam Arishan was peru urevu. That bracha was given on yoim. It's going to be on Yom HaShishi, so therefore the Bia should be Yom HaShishi. You want to get married on Thursday, so therefore you can have the Bia on Yom HaShishi. Or, the Gemara says another Shaktu, also Shaktu. Over here it's a different Shaktu. Again, Shaktu just means emphasize, or we're sensitive to, or we paid attention. And over here for the Almana, you see, we're worried she doesn't have the same type of Sheva Brachas that a regular Besula has. Why are they going to get married? The next day he's going to go back to work. And then it's like, you know, it's a little bit like, it's not allowing her to enjoy her spending her time with her husband, exactly what the svar is, but she's not going to get the time with her husband. So therefore, we want to get married on Thursday, and they'll probably like get into the weekend. They'll have like a nice weekend together, at least that. So there's two shaktus, my friends. There's a shaktu on a besula, and there's a shaktu on an almana. The shaktu on the besula is worried about what's going to happen beforehand. We want him to have time to prepare before, let him get married on Wednesday, so he can have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare for the wedding. And that's why he's getting married on Wednesday. By an almana, the shaktu is the other way around. We want him to get married on Thursday, so that way, afterwards, they'll get to spend some time together. If the reason is because of shaktu. There's another idea, which is bracha. Now, the bracha we mentioned by almana is we wanted to get married on Wednesday, therefore the bill will be Wednesday. I'm sorry, the bill will be Friday. We want them to get married on Thursday, the bill will be Friday, because there's a bracha that was given to man. The bracha approval, which was given to man, was given on Friday. The Gemara discusses, and it's actually also in the Yerushalmi, there's also another bracha that was given to the fish, the bracha of Dagim, and that would be relevant maybe to why you're getting married on Wednesday for a besula, because the bracha of Dagim was the day before. So that's an idea which you have to keep in the back of our head, Bar Kafra, and it's brought in the Yerushalmi. So we have these two shaktus and these two brachas. It's mighty complicated. There's the shaktu of the besula, which is we want her to get married Wednesday, not Sunday. She should have days before. Her husband should have days before to prepare. It should be a nice wedding. There's the shaktu of almana, which is after they get married. We don't want her to get up the next day and go back to work. We want her to have a small block of time with her husband. Let her get married at the end of the week. They'll make a weekend out of it. There's a bracha, which happens on Friday, which would be nogea to almana. It's a bracha that happens on Thursday, which would be a nogea to a besula if we want to get married on Wednesday. Okay, this is the basic breakdown. Yeah. Comes Rashi. Rashi says, besula nisis liyom arvi, takonas chachomim hi, shatinose birvi'i b'shabes kidim efarash taim. It's interesting, what exactly is Rashi coming to say? The first Rashi in the Masechta always gets extra attention. What is Rashi coming to say here? Takonas chachami shetinosei birivii b'shabes kin mefarish taima. What's Rashi, what's exactly Rashi trying to bring out? What's bothering Rashi, or what's Rashi's point? So, on the first hand, it says in the Mishnah, b'sulnes is liyoim harivii. Rashi changes it to tinosei birivii. Now, what does it mean? Besulnes is liyoyim haravi. I'm not even sure what that would mean exactly. Besulnes is biyoyim haravi. Rashi changes it shetinase birevi'i on the fourth day. So that's one clarification that Rashi makes for us. One clarification. There's another one which is maybe insignificant. I'm going to try to bring some of them together. Is the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about what yom haravi is. Besulnes is liyoyim haravi. Rashi says birevi'i b'shabes. Birvi b'Shabbos doesn't mean, it means the fourth day of the week. Shabbos is the entire week. You have Yom Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, Yom Revi'i b'Shabbos. In some ways, it's the Revi'i b'Shabbos. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. I'm not sure if Rashi's coming to emphasize something with that. Rashi said, the Mishnah says, B'Sulon Esel Tliyom HaRevi'i, V'Amon Yom HaChamishi. Rashi says, Birvi'i b'Shabbos.
The next line says, Shulchan b'Shabbos.
Enochanami. It's interesting. Enochanami. It says, Shepamayim b'Shabbos. Enochanami. So what would Rashi be telling you? Very good. Well, what would the point of Rashi be? I perhaps I'm going to say, very good. Very good. Okay, well, so what's Rashi doing over here? Why does Rashi make that? Yeah. So perhaps you could suggest this phallus. I don't know. I'm going to make a suggestion. B'sula nisis liyom arevi. Now let's get it straight. Halachically, Revi'i starts at night and ends at Shkia. That's halachically what Revi'i is. Now, we want that on Thursday morning you could go to Bezdin. We want a Thursday morning you could go to Bezdin. And that's the morning after that they were together. Halachically, Revi'i starts the night, two nights before, right? The Mishnah says, Besula Nesis Liyoyim HaRavi'i. What does that mean? Does that mean a Besula gets married on Wednesday night? Or well, that's Wednesday night's already Chamishi. Does Besula get married on Tuesday night? Or Wednesday afternoon? Abaisai, when is she supposed to get married? I'm suggesting it's not Wednesday night. Wednesday night halachically is what? Is already Chamishi. So she gets married, it's not Wednesday night. So she can get married Wednesday afternoon, that I got. Why she can get married? Can she get married on Tuesday night? It's halachically Revi'i. It's Revi'i B'Shabbos. What? It's not Yom Revi'i, that's true, but it is Revi'i B'Shabbos. It's not Yom Revi'i.
You wake up, it's not Thursday.
We're going to wake up, it's going to be?
It's not going to be Thursday. Wake up.
When is it going to be?
It's
going to be Wednesday. So Max is saying, so why should you be able to get married on Tuesday night? That would be very... I'm wondering. So let's start like this. Can you get married on Wednesday night? Wednesday night, according to the Mishnah.
No.
Seems like not. Tosis explains why. Because you get married at night, by the time the wedding's over, and by the way, ksubas are very complicated. Less ksuba de la rami ba tigra. There's going to be complications over here. It's very possible that the bia is not going to be till the next night. So if you get married on Wednesday night, they're not going to be together until Thursday night. So I'm wondering, maybe you can get married on Tuesday night, because you won't end up being together until Wednesday night, and then the next morning you go to Besdin. It's not guaranteed. Very true. Question is, what's the takana? I'm not sure. The Mishnah says, Besunas is liyoyim haravi. So some people here wanted to be medayik. I don't remember who, I'm sorry. Liyoyim is dafka by during the day. And then a chanami, can you get married at night? No. Maybe Rashi's coming lafuke. Rashi says, takonas chachomi, shetinasi birvi b'shabbos. If it's revi b'shabbos, you're okay. When? By yoyim? No, dafka by yoyim. Maybe by la, as long as it's revi b'shabbos. Maybe that's what Rashi say. I'm not sure.
Get married on Tuesday during the day.
Tuesday during the day is Yom HaShlishi. But then there'll be Bia that, but there'll be Bia that night. No, because then there'll be Bia at night.
It won't, because Rebbe just said that you
can. No, if you get married at night, then everything's going to get pushed off to the next night. Listen, if you get married at night, everything's going to get pushed off to the next night. If you get married during the day, you'll end up having Bia that night. So you can get married Tuesday day, but you can get married Tuesday night, which is halachically Wednesday. Once you get married at night, it's very possible guaranteed that it's going to happen, but possibly be. Maybe that's another takana. I don't know. Maybe that's part of what Rashi's coming to Bavarn. I'm not sure. I'm just busy la'oyer, my friends. That over here, it's interesting. Rashi takes out the word yoyim, he adds the word Shabbos, and maybe this is part of what Rashi's saying. I'm not sure. But there's another interesting focus here on Rashi, the word takonas chachomim. Rashi says, again, Besulas Yomavi Takonas Chachomim Hi Shetinase Birvi B'Shabbos Kidem Efarish Taima. So, what is Rashi trying to bring out when he mentions the word Takonas Chachom? Comes the Sukkah stuff, and he says Rashi is coming to tell us that this is a Takonas Chachomim that is Yesh Iser Lashanos. There's an Iser to change. I might have thought Besulas Yomavi is, look, this is an Eitzah Toiva. Good suggestion, good idea. Listen, if you want to be able to go to bed the next morning, get married, Yom HaRevi'i, and that way everything will work out. But it's not a, it's just a suggestion. Maybe it's no Isser to change. Maybe it's not a Takonas Chacham. It's not a Chiyuv to do it. Maybe it's just suggested you should do it. Comes Rashi and says, Takonas Chachomim Hi. Not just a suggestion. But let me take it a step further. Because when it comes to Almoneh, says the Ran, Almana is not a real takana. We wouldn't have made a takana on Almana. Why? Because so they should have a nice weekend together? So it should be bracha? That's not a reason for a takana. Once we made for a besula that should have Wednesday, we want to give the Almana day also. But the reasoning is not as compelling for Almana. And the Rambam even brings down that it's minig chachomim for an Almana to get married on Thursday. What does minig mean? Not. Minig means not. Takonas chachomim. Maybe that's what Rashi's by warning. Besulunas yomim, takonas chachomim hi. This is a takonas chachomim. I don't know about Amona. Maybe Amona is not a takonas chachomim. But this is a real takona. And the Chassam Sofer adds and says, you know, the Yushalmi learns that the real reason four besul to get married on Wednesday is because of bracha. We mentioned there's a bracha for a besul to get married. So if that's the real reason, says the Chassam Sofer, it's taka, not a takana according to Yerushalmi, it's only a minig. Either Mishnah says, doesn't say bracha, the Mishnah says, tainus besulim, it says that's not the real reason. The real reason is because of bracha. Maybe Rashi is about warning, pum fakert, takonas chachomimi, shatinasi revi b'shabes, kidim mefaresh taima. What is the reason? Look at the reason. It's not bracha. If it would be because of bracha, then okay, it would just be a minik. What's an example of something that's only a minik because it's because of bracha? Almana. Rambam says almana is only a minik. But here, the Mishnah says the reason is because of Tainus Besulim, not because of bracha. And if it's because of Tainus Besulim, then this is a real, legitimate, bona fide takana. It's takana tzichom, kidim mefarish taima. Then the Rashi reads beautifully. This seems to be the way that the Sukkas David learns the Rashi. However, the Magen Giboirim, which is brought here, the Sefer Paris Yitzchak, seems to say almost the opposite. Kimat the opposite. Kimat. And he says, if this is a real Takanas Chachamim, so why doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Eina Besulin Nisis Ela Liyom Arvi? Why doesn't it say a Lashon of Isser? Eina Nisis Ela Liyom Arvi? Why does it say Besulin this is the Yom Arvi? Besulin should get married on Wednesday. Don't tell me when she can get married. Tell me when she can't get married. You're telling me it's usher to get married any other way. So what should the Mishnah say? Eina Besulin this is Ela Liyom Arvi. Besulin should only get married on Wednesday. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Why not? So first he says, well, I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah, in the beginning of Meseches Sukkah, it says over there, it says, Sukkah, she gavoy lemaylam esrim ama, Psula, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir. Basha'enke, when it comes to Mavoy, what does it say by Mavoy? It says, Yemayit. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Is the Gemara, Sukkah, Dia Raisok, Tani Psula, Bavi Dira Bonan, Tani Takanta. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to a Dira Bonan, you can't say a Lashon of Psula, which the Magen Giborim assumes is the same thing for Isser. You can't say Isser. So I can't say Eina Besulin this is Ela Liyom Arvi because that's a Lashon Isser. And on a Derabbanan you can't use a Lashon Isser. And that's the reason. So, first of all, the Gemara there says that you can't use Lashon of Pasul. It doesn't say you can't use Lashon of Isser. Pasul is a Lashon on the Chepta. Isser is a Lashon on the Gavra. I'm not sure if it's the same thing. Second of all, the Gemara is an Iba Yisema. The Gemara says, Iba Yisema midirai sanamri tani psula. What's the difference between Sukkah and Mavoi? Nefisha Milsa. There's a lot of different things. So this reason is not so, it's not so clear that you could apply what the Gemara says in Sukkah to over here. First of all, I'm not sure if it's a Tushtel, and the Gemara seems to fall off that anyway. So why does, if this is a Takana Derabanan, why doesn't it say, Eina Besulin Nisis Ela Yom Arvi? Comes along the Sefer Mitzor Dvash, and he says, Eino Chanami. It's coming to tell you that this is only Lechatchila. It's just Lechatchila. When the Chacham originally told us, they said, we would like you to get married on Wednesday. But what happens if you don't get married on Wednesday? It's okay. We're okay with that. So, he's not saying it's a minig, but he's saying that the Chachamim toned down their Takana. A new takana, if you go against the Chachamim, so there's going to be ramifications. We might make you get divorced. There might even be more, we're going to see soon. We might get divorced. Over here, the Chacham toned down. So therefore, it's like a softer takana Chacham. And over here, the Chacham said, Lechatchila, we would like you to get married on Wednesday. If you don't, it's okay. We're okay with that. That was the way they set it up originally. And that's why it doesn't have the Lashon of Ein Abesul, this is Ela Liyom Arvi. This is like the opposite language of what we saw in the Sukkos David. The Sukkos David was saying that the reason it says Takonas Chachamim tell you it's us or not to do it. And there is an Isser if you go against it. And he's saying, it sounds like now we're saying that it's not, it's a gentle Takona. If you go against it, it's okay. Perhaps with this Mitzur Dvash, we can answer another question which bothers me over here in the Mishnah. This is what I'd like to get to. It follows. In general, the Chachamim have a tremendous power over the concept of Ishus. We have a klal which is called the Mekadesh, Adaita Dirabonon Mekadesh. which means anyone that gets married with the consent of the Chachamim. And if the Chachamim are not happy with it, Afkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin Minei, they could abolish the Kedushin. They could do Afkinu on the Kedushin. So it would appear that when the Chachamim feel that something you're doing is inappropriate, the Kedushin is not Chal. So my question is, if someone gets married, a Besula, marries a Besula not on Wednesday, I would like to suggest they should not be married. Because called a Mekadesh, Adaita Dirabanan Mekadesh. Vafkinu Rabbanan Kedushim Enei. So, I would say they shouldn't be married.
By Nisuin, there's no Bam in the Chacham.
There's no what?
By Nisuin, there's no Bam in the Chacham.
Oh, so good. So says Moshe, I was going to go in a different order, but I'll do what Moshe says. Moshe says that if you listen carefully, called the Mekadesh Adaita Dirabanan Mekadesh. Is that's in the when you do the Kedushin. But over here, we're talking about something messed up in the Nisuin. There's two different components of marriage. There's two different steps of marriage. The first marriage is Kedushin. The second part of marriage is Nisuin. Kedushin happened a year and a half a week earlier. Besulah is the Amarvim means that it was a year before they did the Kedushin. The Kedushin happened, it was Mekadosh Zaitu Rabbanon. So if you mess with the Kedushin, then the Chacham do Afkinu. But who said the Chacham will do Afkinu a year later? Who said maybe the Chacham only do Afkinu if there's something wrong with the Kedushin?
So if they do Afkinu on the Kedushin, then there's no
Erusin. That's true, but I assume, much as far as follows. If you do something wrong in the Kedushin, if we don't like your Kedushin, then we'll do Afkinu. But we're fine with your Kedushin, we just don't like your Nisuin. So the question is as follows, Mush. This is the question. Do we ever find the Chacham do Afkinu and the Kedushin was fine? They didn't like something that happened later. The Kedushin, B'Shas Ma'isi, did a great Kedushin. I'll give you an example of Afkinu. What happens if a man is Mekadosh and Isha? He's Mekadosh and Isha with Baal Korcha, is one example. He was Mekadosh or Baal Korcha. That's not a nice thing to do. Chum don't like that. They didn't like his Kedushin. So what do? Afkinu. What happens if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with something that's Aser Behanam Midrabanon? They didn't like the Kedushin. Rashi says, what do? Afkinu. But what happens if the Kedushin was fine? Something happened later that the Chum didn't like. Do they do Afkinu on that? Do we find such a thing? That's the question. You got it, David? The answer is resoundly yes. That's our sugya. You see the next Gemara. Gemara speaks about it as Mekadosh and Isha. And the Kedushin was fine. Later on, he was going to give a get al Tnai, and he was an oinus in the Tnai of the get, and then the Chacham oiker the Kedushin. Now, there was nothing wrong with the Kedushin. The Kedushin was fine. The Kedushin was very functional. We have a problem with the way that he gave a get, and still we say Afkinu. So I see you can do Afkinu whatever you want. If there's any time later, it could be a month later, it could be a year later, it could be 10 years later. If we're not happy with something that's going on in this relationship, we do Afkinu. So over here, the Chacham are not happy with the Nisuin. Why don't they do Afkinu?
If a guy doesn't like Hanukkah Menorah, so we can also do Afkinu on his Kedushin?
No. I'll explain the difference. If the pshat is we don't like something else you're doing, so then but Kedushin, the maturation of Kedushin is Nisuin. It's all in the Ishus. We don't like the Ishus. So over here, this is a chelik of the Ishus. This is not a Zayt Gezach.
When to do the Ishus, not the Ishus.
If we do Afkinu on the Kedushin, then we solve the problem of the Nisuin, correct? If a person doesn't like Hanukkah lift,
solving the problem.
It sure does. Listen, I'll explain. If a person doesn't like Hanukkah lift, we do Afkinu. Does Afkinu solve the Hanukkah lift problem?
No.
If a person, if we're worried about the Nisuin happening Yom Arvi, we don't want Nisuin on Yom Arvi, so it's not a Nisuin. We'll do Afkinu.
He did Nisuin on Tuesday, so we didn't solve the problem.
Sure, we did. There's no Nisuin.
But there was still a Maisa Bia.
Okay, but the point is that we will not allow Nisuin to happen. We have a problem with the Nisuin happen. You cannot do Nisuin on Yom Arvi, so therefore we did Afkinu. There's no Nisuin on Yom Arvi. It's not a threat. We just like going to threat someone. You don't like the way you're dressing, so we'll do Afkinu. We don't like the way you do Chanukah. It has to be part of the Ishus. This is the Ishus. That's the problem. So we have. Why should there not be Afkinu here?
Later on, when the Kedushin, he missed the Tanai, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And this one happened yet in that case?
Yeah.
It's already after this one.
10 years later.
Rabbanan don't have a problem with Kedushas.
Huh?
The Rabbanan don't have a problem with Kedushas.
They don't have a problem with?
The Ishas.
Uh-huh.
They have a problem with the Sechashash, the Xerah. But the Ishas itself, they don't have a problem with. So why should they have a care of Ishas?
So that's not—it's not 100% clear. I hear what you're saying. A very good svara, saying a svara that when the chacham have a problem with him staying married, then they'll do afkinu. If they have a problem with him getting married, they're not going to do afkinu. Is that what you're saying? Okay, but that chashash is in the ishus. They have a chashash that he's living together in sin.
Same thing.
So it's not. I hear the svara. You have to be mivara that if this is the case over here, the problem is in the maisa. We don't want you getting married on Wednesday, or we don't want you to be married on such a situation. I'll call upon him like this. Okay, so we have this din of afkinu, which we're speaking about over here. So we'll start as follows. The Shas Chivas Rajba and Marik, they both say that this question is totally off the mark. Totally off the mark. The Chachamim decide when they do Afkinu. you can't ask the question, why the Chachamim do Afkinu? They decide when they have to just, they have to pick and choose. They're not every single time they don't like what you're doing, they're going to do Afkinu. It doesn't work that way. They choose when they want to do Afkinu. And some, to come to their abundance, they're going to say we're doing Afkinu. Some, to come to them, they're not going to do Afkinu. What does it depend on? On their wisdom, which is much more infinite than ours. And they decide when. We can't ask the question. Chachamim, why are you doing afkinu? Because they decided. They know which is a more serious chashash, less serious chashash. Which one is more rampant? Which one is more of a problem? They'll decide when to do afkinu. So they're right. You can never ask the question, why don't you say afkinu over here? No such question. Doesn't exist. That's the tshuva sarajba and the marik. However, Rabbi Yashav brings a Mordechai. And the Mordechai asks the question. The Mordechai does ask the question. He asks, on Shnias Midrabanan. Shnias Midrabanan is an Isser Midrabanan. There are certain people you're not allowing Midrabanan because they're related. Not closely enough that it's Isser Midrabanan, but it's Isser Midrabanan. Why don't you say Afkinu? Rabbi Yashav says, I don't get the question. What do you want to say Afkinu? Because the Chacham decided not to say Afkinu. They can decide whenever they want. What do I see from the question, says Rabbi Yashav? I see that the Mordechai says, any time you're over, D'oraisa, D'rabanan, should be a din afkinu. Period. It should be a din afkinu. It's like it's etched in stone. We have to learn the sugya better, understand how does kol d'mekadesh work exactly, but that's what you see from the Mordechai.
That's somebody they don't want you to be married to, what we were saying before. It's not something that's wrong in the way we did inclusion. But I don't want you to be married to these type of people.
Right.
So they're going to say afkinu for that. The people that they don't want you to be married for the actual kedushin that
correct.
Doesn't go well.
So right.
Then we can't ask why did they say afkinu. They don't feel like that's enough place to say afkinu. But for someone that the rabbanan said don't be married to these people.
Well, do the rabbanan want this marriage where there's a chashash of that there's going to be a tiny psulim here? There's a chashash that he's living the iser. Chacham want this marriage?
That we can't say.
Well.
When the Chacham said clearly, we don't want you to be married.
The point is like this: the Chacham made a takana to get married on Wednesday. The reason was because they're worried about chashash of tiny
spirit. It's already chashash. Like okay, that's something that we can't ask.
So that why not?
When the Rabbanan said clearly, I don't want you to be married.
So we don't want this marriage to be in this state. We don't want the marriage in this state. Mishum chashash. I'll get back to something similar to what you're saying, but perhaps. So let's go back for a second. I just want to review. As follows. We start with a question of what is Rashi saying? We spoke about other possibilities. Rashi is coming to say biyoyim arvi. It's not biyoyim, it's just birvi. Then we said that takonas chacham is that there's an isser. It's not just a minig. It's an isser for you to get married on a different day. We said maybe the isser is like being downplayed. It's not such an isser. The chacham said mitchila, it's only we would like you to do it. It's lechatchila, but if you don't, you could stay married. Then we ask the question. Well, hold on a second. What about the din of kol d'mekadesh zayt rabbanan, mekadesh v'afkinu rabbanan? And you can't say the Chacham decided when to do afkinu, because, well, you could, that's the Rajba and the Marik. But the Mordechai seems to say, anytime you're over on the rabbanan, there's going to be a din afkinu. So why is there no afkinu over here? So perhaps we could suggest as follows, this is something similar to what the Olam is saying, but not exactly the same, perhaps as follows. The Maisa, there are two different types of afkinu. There's two different types of afkinu. One type of afkinu is afkinu b'shas the kedushin. When he marries her, something's wrong. Something's wrong when they get married. There's another afkinu, which the marriage was fine. Later on, the Chacham had issues. I'll give you an example. Afkinu that happens b'shas that he marries her is shniyos, for example. He married shniyos. He married someone, it's asim midar abanan. You were not supposed to marry her. The marriage originally was problematic. Or you married an isha in a way that she didn't have full consent. The marriage is problematic. Then there's another type of afkinu which happens later. For example, a man is mekadesh an isha, everything is great. Then he sends a get, it's a little complicated, he sends a get. He's mevatel the get, but she doesn't know that. So there's a get coming her way, she thinks that she's getting divorced, but halachically she's not because he annulled the get. The chachamim step in and they say, forget it, you're not married. Even though halachically still married to her. The kedushin was fine. The kedushin was great. There was nothing wrong with the kedushin. Later on, the chacham said, we don't like what you're doing. You can't annul a get and not tell a woman about it. Halachically, you can. Midrabanan, they don't like it because it's going to create way too much confusion and isurim. Therefore, they did afkinu. That's an afkinu that happened later. Another case of afkinu that happened later is the case in our Gemara. Someone who's mekadesh anisha wanted to be megarisher. Or with a tanai, and there's an oinus on the tanai, we don't know. Therefore, the chacham stepped in and they said, we're going to create a gerushin, even though it's not really a gerushin. Perhaps we could suggest this, fellas. When there's a problem with the kedushin itself, then we say there's an automatic ifkinu. It's automatic. The ifkinu happens because the marriage is dysfunctional. The marriage started out wrong, so if you never got married. Called the mekadesh, daiter abana mekadesh. There's no kedushin over here. The kedushin never happened. And that's automatic. Asks the Mordechai, so then when it comes to shnios, why is there not an automatic, automatically it should be batal? Our sukya, the kedushin which happened a year ago was fine. Now something is coming up now, b'shas the chuppah. So we want to do afkinu on the kedushin because something happened in the chuppah. The chacham don't necessarily have to do that. There, perhaps, everyone agrees it's up to the Chachamim's discretion of whether they're going to do Afkinu. They'll choose places to do it and where not to do it. So the Chacham said, over here, we're not doing it. And I'll give it a little bit more of a Hesper. The only time, I think, I would like to suggest anyone could possibly find otherwise, the only time we find Afkinu happening later is when there's a get. When a get was given. The Chacham don't just walk in one day to the Torah and says, by the way, you're not married. We're not married. What do you mean? We're just married. No, you're not married. What happened? We just decided we don't want you married anymore. They don't do that. The Chacham do one of two things. They don't let the marriage get off the ground. They stop the marriage from the day it started, say you were never married. Or they're going to annul the marriage with a get. Through the mechanism of Afkinu. Aliday get. So the Chacham don't, they have their discretion of how to do it. They don't want some, they're not just going to like make people feel like, okay, we're not married. What happened? Like how, the Chacham don't work that way. So for that reason, the Chachamim can choose when and how to be mevatel the kedushin through a get. Over here, there's no get over here. It's just that we don't like the way they did the chuppah. Okay, the chuppah is problematic. Was the kedushin good? The kedushin was fine. So what are you going to do? You're just going to say no more kedushin? Goodbye? Come, don't do that. So therefore, it's up to their discretion. And I'd like to suggest that we will not find anywhere where the kedushin got off the ground, started off well, and then the chacham just said abolished. We don't abolish kedushins. Either we say it never started, or we will somehow give credence to a get, which is not halachically such a good get, but we'll allow that to work in order to make that its pater. This perhaps can explain why there's no kol demekadesh over here. Kol demekadesh, we can't say that they never got married because the Shastik Kedushin was fine, or we, at least it got off the ground. Elamai be mafkir the Kedushin. With what? With what are you being mafkir the Kedushin? Perhaps this can be an answer. Now, Rabbi Yisai, all of this is not necessary if you go, like the pshat we started, we said a pshat from the Mitzur Dvash, that says that the whole takana in the first place was toned down. This is not a real, this is like a gentle takana. Chacham never really said you have to get married on Ravi. They said we would like you to get married on Ravi. So if that's the way they started their takana, so then there might be no afkino over here because this is not a full blown takana. Shniyos, it wasn't like we would like you to get married. You cannot marry Shniyos. It's a strong. So says the Mordechai. So then why don't you say afkino on Shniyos? But over here, the Chacham started, according to the Mitzur Dvash, the Chacham started off with with softer takana. The takana is only meant to be lechatchila. So then we understand why there'll be no afkino. So Rabbi said we have numerous different things that we spoke about. We started off speaking about the Mishnah only discusses a half of a half. It says, Besul Nesis Liyom Arvi. What's the reason? Because of Pamayim B'Shabbos. Why don't you get married on Sunday? That's because of Shaktu. What's the reason for Almana? Mishnah doesn't say. We said that also might be because of Shaktu. Or perhaps it's going to be because of something else. It's going to be because of Bracha. Either way, Almana is a different reason. We said, what is Rashi coming to tell us? Rashi says, Takanas Chacham Shatinase B'Rvi. We said, maybe it's coming to tell us any time in Rvi, not just B'Shabbos. Or maybe Rashi's coming to tell us it's Takanas Chachamim, and not just a minute. Like Almana is only a minute. And the Chassam Sofer says, even according to Yishami, even Sula is only a minute because the real reason is only because of the bracha. Rashi is emphasizing kinem afarish. Time of Rashi is saying maybe it's takonas recham im mamish. It's etched in stone. It's a real time recham. It says the sukkas dover. There's an iser if you're going to go against this takonas rechamim. Then we tried turning it around the other way. It said maybe adraba. Maybe over here the fact that we didn't use the language of ena besulnis is elalervi. Sounds like it's not an Isser. Well, could be not, because it could be only says that because you can't use the Lashon Isser for a Durabonon. Is that true? We found that in Sukkah, but maybe that's only Psula. Over here, it's Lashon of Isser. And then we said, well, on the other hand, the Gemara over there gives another answer anyway, so this whole thing could be is not valid. We said maybe this Takonas Rechom is a toned-down Takona. It's not such a strong Takona. If that's the case, it's different language than we saw from the Sukkas Dov. We said there's an Isser. We'd understand maybe why there's no Kol D'Mekadesh. We discussed there's a concept called Kol D'Mekadesh, Afkina Rabban L'Kedusha. Why are you not being Mafkir L'Kedusha? Well, this is the Nisuan, but who cares? The fact is that this Kedushin resulted in something that's bad, something that's dysfunctional. Assuming that we don't want the existence of the Nisuan, not just we don't want the Mais Nisuan, we want the existence. So why don't we say Afkina over here? So you could say the Shut Rashba and the Marik says there's no such thing as we asking that question. The Chacham decide when they do it and they don't. But the Mordechai, we see not like that. We said at Teretz that that's only if in the inception there's a problem with the Nisun. But something that happens later, the Chacham can decide how and when, and the only time we find them doing it is Al Yedei Get. I would like to leave you with one more question, which just something to think about. The Mishnah says, Besula Nisses L'Yoyim HaRavi. What happens if a Besula... This is talking about Nisun. Let's say the Kedushin of a Besula, the form of Kedushin was Bia. There's three ways to do Kedushin. Isha Niknes, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That's the Kedushin. We use, classically, always Kesef. Kesef, Shtar, Bia is the last one. It's the least used. That's why it's at the end. One reason. What happens if a man is Mekadesh and Isha with Bia? And now, a year later, he's doing the Nisun. He's Mekadesh her with Bia. Her Ksuba is going to be a Ksuba of 200, a Ksuba of a Besula. Does she still have to get married? Should she still get married on Wednesday? Her Ksuba is going to be a Ksuba of Besula. What do you mean to say she's not a Besula? Just speak it out. There's no Tainus Besulim. He's not going to have Tainus Besulim that he won't have. Will he still have Shaktu? He'll still be Shaktu. So... Do you still keep the Besula in this? This is a Kedushin of a Besula. Her Ksuba is going to be 200. You can't have Tainus Besula, but she is a Besula. Or at least her Ksuba is that way. What? Oh, maybe the Kedushin should have to be on Dan Ravi. Very good. Rabbi Yisai, Tein L'Chocham V'Yechikam Ois.